from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Talk of violence enters the political showdown in Trinidad and Tobago. In Jamaica, the PNP and JLP agree a strategy to tackle the recent upsurge in violence. And Lester Bird of Antigua condemns an apparent arson attack on a hotel development. I'm Carol Orr, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Trinidad and Tobago Parliament was in session this afternoon as the nation awaits what will happen next in the political crisis gripping the Twin Isle Republic. Prime Minister Basdeo Pandé's parliamentary majority has been reduced, with two ministerial dismissals and one resignation. The three former ministers have been in talks with the People's National Movement leader Patrick Manning. They're hoping to form an alliance to replace the governing UNC. Prime Minister Basdeo Pandé has said he won't be forced into resigning or rushing into a general election. Trinidadians went to the polls less than a year ago, on December 11th. Live on the line from Port of Spain is Tony Fraser. Tony, what happened today in Parliament?
Well, it was quite a turbulent session in the Parliament today. The government was defeated on three bills because the opposition, combined with the three dissident former government ministers, voted against those three pieces of legislation. But then it all culminated in quite disarray in that the government had finished its business, having not been able to pass its legislation,